Gemara says, Amarav Chanin Barav, Amarav Mavli Shenifrats Mitzidai Be'eser Miroishe Bedal. So the, have a seat. I know a lot of you just are sort of getting into the sugya, but I'm going to try to talk about some of the basic issues that come up before we get into the meat of the sugya. Now, one of the issues that comes up before you even begin the sugya is a clear difference, machlokes here between Rashi and some other Rishonim in the Havana of what means Mireishe. I'm not going to address that specifically per se today. I think we need the meat of the sugya to appreciate what's going on there. But you do see something interesting. Rashi understands that the case is Mireishe. He says, Mireishe shayamovoi rochav chafama. He sets up the case that I have a movoi that's 20 amas wide. Usasamai eser amas. And you made it 10 amas. You filled it in. Vinifritz appeared to Baisa stima. And you broke down the wall in the stima. The Meiri, when he sees this Rashi, he asks on Rashi a Mimanavsha question. He says, if it's not clear, I think Rashi is meduyuk that it's in the stima itself, but he isn't sure. He says, if it's in the psicha, you took the 10 amas and made it a little wider, it's my kairos posel. That's the first Mishnah. The kairos, more than it's 10 amas wide, kairos posel. So he says, that can't be. Elamites in the stima. Like the Meiri, Oim and Rubal Aparit should be Matir. Now, we have to understand what he's asking. And I say, I'm not going to answer it today, but I just want to key in on a couple of questions. Number one is, what's he asking? The whole sugya is built on us ignoring, to a certain extent, Oim and Rubal Aparit. We're talking about piritzas all over. So why does the piritza bother him here more in the Roshay than anywhere else in the Mavui? That needs to be explained. Another thing I think that needs to be explained in Rashi, something to think about, is the way Rashi has set up this case. And I recognize that it's the Lashon Gemara to some extent. The Gemara says, Mavui Shenifrats. Rashi learns the case is where I had the Pesach, I had a wall, and the wall broke. Why does Rashi set up the case in that way? Why doesn't Rashi learn, and for that matter, the Gemara, Mavui Shenifrats, why did the Gemara just learn, I built it this way. I built it with a 10 tefach, a 10 amma wide Pesach, and I had an oimed of, let's say, two ammas, and I had a Pesach too, another two, and here's my piritz in the middle. The Gemara and the Rashi, per se, specifically talk about a case where it was broken. Why is that important? Why is it set up that way? Why is that important? That is something that has to be answered. So I'm leaving you to get to the meat of the sugya, to appreciate and understand why that is. I'm giving you that question, that horror. Okay, onward. Taisva says, in the explanation of what the Gemara says, Mitzidei be'eser mireishe merabah, Zuk Taisvas, eser, ein perusha kerabah. 10 and 4 do not mean the same thing. De eser kishalmata. Until 10 amas, it's kosher. When it says four tvachim, that's actually possible. So, in other words, when the Lashon 10, the Lashon 4 here are not equivalent. The 10 that is possible is kind of it's not exactly this way, but it's like an ad v'loyad b'chalal. In other words, 10 is actually kosher. More than 10 is the case that's possible. But 4 is really possible. So the Meiri Taisvus is saying there's a lack of balance in the meaning of the words. What's the Hesber? So the Ritva explains it. Ritva says Pshat. He says that essentially Tenamis is a Pesach. So we've come to understand from this Masechta Mitril. So he says, once you tell me, for whatever reason, that Tenamis isn't going to work, what you're essentially telling me is a Pesach won't do, because 10 amas is a Pesach. If 10 amas doesn't work, 10 amas won't do. So in Mele, you're telling me that appear it's apostles. Says the Ritva now, he jumps in. The Ritva says, well, but does any appear it's apostle? No. It has to be a Dover Choshev. Since we found Dalet Tzvachim as being a Dover Choshev, he does mention, where do we find a Dover Choshev? He does say Pesach Katan. It is a shear of a Pesach Katan. But we found Dalet Tzvachim in other places too. Dalet Tfachim is a Shir Chashiv. Until Dalet Tfachim, it is deemed to be a Piritz and Pasul. Under Dalet Tfachim, it won't be Pasul. Well, what is it? Under number one, what is it under Dalet Tfachim? So the Rashba says, interesting idea. It's not Pesach. Is it, if it's Piritza, we had only two things. Either it's Pesach or Piritza. What is it under Dalet Tfachim? So the Rashba says something very interesting. The Rashba says, I think the Tesu Bnei Peretz means the same thing. It says, Enochi Nami, a Pesach it's not. It's technically a Piritza. Not daily pass. He's talking about in the break. Yeah, as I'm just getting now, I'm just working on, I'm shilling to a Rashba that's later by Karen Zovis, but I'm shilling it to here also, just in the Havana. Where do we get Dalit? It seems as if the Dover Choshev of the Piritza, less than that, is going to be a new idea we haven't really seen yet. It's a Piritza, Sheino Yiseris. It's a Piritza. Let's say we have to use Lumbdish language. It has a Shein Piritza without a Din Piritza. It doesn't have the Din Piritza. It's a Pasel. It's a Piritza. Can't say it's not. But it doesn't have the full din piritza that will possible. So we have a break in my wall, but somehow the Rashba, he says it's v'deichak. He says that Lashon, the Tesu Bnei Peretz does not call it v'deichak. But he says, Chazal were not machmer on me to close up a piritza that was under Dalet Tfachim. Okay. The Meiri is clearly chaylik. Whoops. The Meiri is chaylik. Thank you. The Meiri learns. Here it is. Read the Meiri carefully. In the base of Bechira, it's Mamish Bafurish. Here, it comes with a diuk. The Meiri learns that when it says 10 Amis indeed is kosher, more than 10 Amis is possible. And guess what? More than 4 Tfachim is what's possible. 4 Tfachim exact is Taka kosher. So Reb Simcha Zisel here doesn't understand what the Meiri means. He says, I don't get it. He says, once you tell me, like the Ritva says, that a Pesach doesn't work, so Dalet Tfachim, what are you saying? Als midin Pesach? Pesach doesn't work. Pesach is possible. If a Pesach, Shir Pesach, is deemed a Piritza, so Dalet Tfachim is a Piritza too. So why won't you tell me that Dalet Tfachim also is going to be possible? And he leaves it Bitzarachin. Doesn't understand pshat in the Meiri. So what does it mean? Meiri's not alone, by the way. I believe if you'll, I don't know if we have one here in the Kollel. I have at home a Sefer Piskei Rid. I think it may be in the Choveret. The Piskei Rid also learns like the Meiri that the Shir Dalet is kosher. What's the pshat? What's the Meiri saying? And say it's a Dover Poshet. The idea is it sounds as though whatever the logic here is, the logic is that 10 Amis until then is a Shir Pesach. You're telling me 10 Amis, a Shir Pesach is a Piritza. So then you're telling me Pesach doesn't matter. So Elamai, Dalet Tfachim represents a Shir Chashuv. So that's the Ritva says. He says, until Dalet Tfachim is a Piritza, it'll be possible. The anoch is that until 10 is a Pesach.
10
inclusive. If you're saying that's possible, so you're saying Pesach doesn't work over here for whatever reason. We don't know. It can be for whatever reason. We have to see in the sugya. But you're saying Shir, I can't have a Pesach here. If I don't have a Pesach here, so then you're saying any Shir, quote, that's choshev, is a piritza, should possible. So what could be the theory of the Meiri to say, no, over here Dalet Tfachim works, it's a Pesach. I think the Meiri understood the following. You want to say pshat?
No, you say, the question that you've gone from one extreme to the other, any Pesach appears something, the question in the end.
Well, that's how the Ritva explained it. That is how the Ritva explained the Shittim Tesis. Isn't that explained? I just said it over with a taich. I taiched it a little bit, but I think that's what he means. No? You get a different shot? Hello?
No.
No? Okay, that's how I understood it. That's it. Yeah. Even, I think he's also on the Karen Zub. He's talking about everything. The whole sugi is going to learn this way. You don't think so?
No, Ryan. I don't know if there's a Ryan.
So on the base of the here? Again, I can't immediately find it. Arigalachas, that's how I understood it. Had a right otherwise. Oh, hold on, let me one place. Yerusha Barba Ratzalemer Shnifsel Beyeser Marba. Okay. But it doesn't change. He's passing the dini. He's passing the halacha. He's passing the dini. Maybe the assumption is that he's continuing following that line. It says the Pirshle Nifritz Bekeren Zavis. He says the Shir Ela Umiteich Kach Ein Machshirin Ba Ela Pirtzas and Ba'etzvach. He says the Ferish and the Karen Zavis are the Matir, the appearance of fourth class. So what does it mean? What's he saying, Miri? What's the idea? So I understood the Miri to be saying something very interesting. And he's telling me like this. See, there are two in Yonim as he understands it. There is what I'll call an essential, b'mahusay, a Shir Pesach. The mahus of a Shir Pesach, according to the Miri, is Dalet Tvach. But then there is what B'nei Adam, Lefi Hanhagus B'nei Adam, a larger Shir, which B'nei Adam see and react to and view as being a Pesach. It doesn't come from the Etzim Mahus of the break. It comes from the Hanhagas B'nei Adam, Niyug B'nei Adam. People see it and perceive it that way. They understand it that way. So he says, until Ten Amos, B'nei Adam see this as being a Pesach. More than that already, it's too large, it becomes a Pirtza. So says the Miri like this. When the Meduber is Lefi the Hanhagas B'nei Adam, then when we say Ten Amos isn't a Pesach in a Chinami, it's no longer Pesach anymore. It loses its Din Pesach. But the essential Din Pesach that comes mitzad the Shir of Dalet Tvachim, a break Dalet Tvachim, is by definition a Shir Pesach, that remains. So therefore, the Sfar that the Gemara says, that Pischa Bekeren obviously Avdei in She, that comes from Anhagas B'nei Adam. People don't make a Pesach in their corners. So Lefi Anhagas B'nei Adam, I can't have a Shir 10. But the essential, the mahus of a Shir Pesach of Dalet Tvachim doesn't change. At Dalet Tvachim, I will have a Pesach, no matter what. Even if people are not knowing to put Pesachim in their corners, it's a Pesach. More than that, I want to say that the Ashir, which is not essentially a Pesach, it's actually a Pirtza, but it's getting a Din Pesach because people do that, people treat it that way. Then we have a Svara. Pesach, Pischa, Bekeren, it's obviously Avdi Inshi. People don't do that. If people don't do it, you can't have that Shir. But the Miri says the basic Shir of Dalet Tvachim, that mitzad, the mahus of the Hilchis Mechitza, that halacha remains, and that halacha remains intact. This is going to continue, we're going to see, when we get into Mavi Mefulish and Baki Barabin. What's Baki Barabin all about? So people are going in and out. We're going to give a little aside here right now, this is my Havana. When this is something, why is a Mavi Mefulish cease to be a Pesach and now suddenly becomes a Pirtza? A Pesach, by definition, we say Pesach, we usually use the word opening. But the word Pesach, as being used in Erevin, it's also used that way in Hilchos Mezuzah, it means a Knisa, an entrance. When you want to determine your Pesach in a Mezuzah, which side to put, let's say, the Mezuzah on, right? Right? You always talk about, where is it going? Where's the Knisa? When you have two rooms which have equal value, the Gemara says you follow the Heker Tzir. You follow the hinges. You follow how the door goes. Is it, are you entering, going out? The aside of Pesach means the entrance. In a Mavi Mefulish, which you're going to encounter, it's not an entrance. It's both entrance and exit. It's the way I go through. I go right through my Mavi. It's an in and out. it's not an entrance to the Mavoi, it's also an exit too. When the entrance is not a Pesach, but it is just a broken space that people pass through, it loses the Din Pesach and now becomes a Pirtzah. Says the Meiri, that's true because of the Anhagas B'nei Adam. People aren't treating it as a Pesach. But when I have the basic sheer Pesach, it can remain. Dalat Tvachim can still be kosher in the Pirtzah.
Even if it's Mefulish.
Even if it's Mefulish, that's the Meir's Shita. That's what he's going to say.
Well, later on.
Later on, we're going to see it. I'm giving you a proclaim of attractions. Huh?
Why didn't it lose its Shem Pesach because of the Anhagas B'nei Adam?
Why does it?
It's
Rashi.
That's the Miri holds it never does. It's always mitzad. That comes mitzad, the basic structure of the Hilchus Mechitza. A break of four Tvachim is a Pesach.
And a break of Ten Amos is less of a Pesach?
It's only a Pesach because people treat it that way. Well, I don't know why people treat it that way.
So people have looked at it as 20 Amos. If you're learning it from Pesach Reichol.
Again, it is. You're right in a certain sense. And as you're saying, what it has is a din Pesach. I mean, look at me, those halachas.
Clearly, there should be there was a shear Pesach given, a minimum shear and a maximum shear. We're going to be saying there was no maximum shear given; it was just limited by people.
I mean, according to the according to Rav, is he going to learn up to everywhere that Dalet Amos is a shear Pesach?
Ten Amos.
I'm sorry.
And there was a maximum shear of Pesach given.
Three stages. How do you know?
Oh, one second. I don't know. We don't pass like Rav.
Right.
I don't know. According to the other, it's only Shem Pesach. And Shem Pesach, as Zevi Shteltzu correctly, Shem Pesach is an idea because people call it that.
Right. Rebbe, in essence, is saying a tremendous discussion immediately that there was no maximum shield of Pesach given. Ever.
That's correct. It was limited by
Das Bnei Adam.
Hanhagas Bnei Adam.
Okay.
That's right. That's how people see it. How people see it, how people perceive it. People can perceive onto this year. That's not going to change. Chazal understood that people are going to perceive a break like this until they can still perceive it as a Pesach. That's correct.
Yet by a minimum, we did see a need to give a minimum shear.
It exists anyway in other halachas. The Gabi halachas have nothing to do with Hanagas B'nei Adam. Hanagas Mezuzah, for example.
And if I have a Pesach that's more than 10 amis from Mezuzah?
What about it? Yes. Why not?
If
it's more than 10 amps?
More than 10 amps.
I don't know. I technically don't know.
And if we're delivered to 10 hours, the moment we'll be saying?
I don't know. That's Pesach and Pirtzah. I don't know if there's a mezuzah has Pirtzahs. Pirtzahs may also be high mezuzahs too. I don't know. You need a Tzuras of Pesach. According to Lottery Shonim, Tzuras of Pesach will help for a Pirtzah. You need a Tzuras of Pesach and mezuzah. It's automatically Pesach because I turned it into a Pesach. I gave it the Tzur of a Pesach, and now it has the Tzur of a Pesach.
Seems a little bit.
My argument is that the Meiri's understanding is that there is a shear which is by definition Pesach, and that can't change.
But that's only a minimum.
You find one.
It's only a minimum. It's exactly four. It's an amazing thing. Under four, you're potter. Above four, also. It's exactly at four. That's where the heksher is. It's four and below, I guess, but for a different reason. But four is the shear. Yeah.
Why should that be any better than 4.2 or 4.1?
Because it's a shear pesach. At 4.2 already.
Until 10, it's also shear pesach.
At 4.2 already, it's only halacha of being pesach is because of the other halacha.
Of the fact that it was once four.
That it is because it is treated that way. It technically could be pirtzah. But people are noyig to build psachim until this year of 10. So mitzan hanhagas b'nei adam now. That's why 4.2 is not pirtzah. It's not pesach anymore. It could be pirtzah. It has a din pesach because b'nei adam will build psachim larger than the given shear of four tvachim. So where b'nei adam are not using it as a pesach, or b'nei adam wouldn't build a pesach in such a way, then those halachas fail. And I go back to the shear of four.
So it has dina pirtza, but it still has a shear pesach. The high note, it's chayv in a mezuzah.
And over so here, it, by us, it's also wait. Yeah, it would need it needs lechi mekor to potter it. It needs lechi mekor to potter it, and it would work.
But less than four wood. Less than four. Maybe putting in a tremendous kiddush, which doesn't mean anything.
Only four.
That four exactly needs a lechi and koyva. Two lechi and koyvas on one level.
No, you only need one on the main. On the main.
So how is this one without a lechi and koyva? It's a pesach.
Which case?
Four tefachim exactly. It's a pesach. It's a pesach on level.
I have the Kaira. I have the main.
Cut one fruit from one Pesach to the other Pesach.
You better believe it.
I'm not.
You better believe it, because that's the estate of the sugi. If you don't know that, then you're never going to get past the sugi. Know that. Gentlemen, let me tell you halacha. You better know this. The main Pesach of the Mavoi
even if
is where
Barosha.
The Kaira has to be. That main Pesach of the Mavoi with that Kaira is what's going to matir and pater the entire Mavoi. All the sides and everything. Minastam, it ought to pater. And if it isn't pater, we've got to understand why. But the Minastam, the main Pesach of the Mavui, should pater the other entrances, etc., of the Mavui. If it isn't true, we've got to understand why. Chazal only mechayev one kaira for the main entrance of the mavui.
Does that mean it's on the biggest pirtzah? Hmm? That means it's going on the biggest pirtzah?
It's going on the main entrance.
It's on the main entrance.
It is going on. It's the main entrance is usually the big entrance that enters from Rishus Sarabi.
Seems like the exact opposite,
though. Let me give you an example of this. And I want to address this. I want to speak about this in the sugya. A lot of you noted to me what appears to be a machlekes Rashi and the Ritva. The Ritva wants to know that the halacha we've just learned is that when you have a pirtz in the Kerem's office, the shear is four tefachim. How does that shtim with Rav Amir Masi said that if I have a pirtzah less than dalet tefachim from the entrance, I left less than a pas dalet, the shear is gimel tefachim. Once I don't have lavud, it's pasul. So when I left a smaller shear, less than dalet tefachim in the corner, it passes with gimel tefachim. When I left nothing, it passes with dalet tefachim. How does that work? Ritva's kash. You all saw that? Everyone saw that Ritva? Hello? I'll answer once. Yeah? You didn't see the Ritva. You saw the Ritva. You saw it? The Ritva is that kasha, gentlemen. Now, the Ritva says a solution. What's the Ritva solution? Anybody want to say it over? Oh, it's up there. If I have a wall, there at least I have a wall left over. In my case of this, the Kaira is over here. The Kaira is sitting on two walls. So there's another problem here. I have a pirtza. This Kaira over here is going to be matir, this pirtza. That's how it's working. We say, or it won't be matir because it's a pirtza. It would be a Pesach. It could have matir, as we said, because the Kaira is matir, the other Pesachim. But because it's a pirtza, it can't be matir. But the basic idea is the Kaira remains intact. However, he says, in the case of, and therefore, by the way, if it would be under four, so he's saying this wouldn't be a pirtza, the Kaira would be matir then. Mashenk, and he says, in the case of Rami Rabasi, when I left less than four, he says the kaisel is too small, it doesn't have a din kaisel. And it's like the kaira is not, the kaira has to sit on top of walls. The kaira is not sitting on a wall. It's not sitting on walls. It's like I have no kaira anymore in my mavui. If you have no kaira in a mavui, it's hadar dina. There's nothing to be mati or anything. Any pirtz automatically, by definition, is going to be puzzle. Therefore, it goes under the shi of three tefachim. Sound familiar? That's what the Ritva says. What should have struck you right away was that Rashi didn't say that before. Rashi said a whole different svara. Rashi told me, why when I have four, a shear pas dalid, is it kosher? Because the kaira is being matir, a shear mavui. If it's less than four, Rashi says interesting svara. He says, we say that Eilei, they're shafge pischarabah, people are no longer going to enter from the main entrance anymore. They're going to come in from the side entrance. Why should they walk so far? They start using the side entrance. The main entrance of the Mavui ceases to be a main entrance anymore. If it's not a main entrance, the Kaira can't be Matir. Under Dina, there's no Kaira here, therefore it's possible. So the Ritva is learning that the Shir Kaisel, this Chiddush, that the Shir Kaisel here is not enough, that's the problem. Rashi is saying something else entirely. doesn't seem to bother Rashi that the wall is small. Rashi is saying a chiddush. He says a loshen dilma. He's not. It's possible. It sounds like because of the dilma, Chazal pasul. Dilma, people are going to come in from the side and are no longer going to use the main entrance anymore, and therefore it's possible. Why did Rashi? What bothered Rashi? All the Rishonim say this teretz that when there's no shir kaisel anymore, you haven't got a kaisel. It's not doing anything. It doesn't have dalat tvachim. Just a few stones. It's a leftover of what was there. Why? Is according to Rashi, it doesn't seem to bother him. That's good. The Kair is still intact. All the Rishonim, Rashba, Ritva, and Ran, all say with Pechod, the Kaisel's not attacked. It's possible. What's going on? Anybody want to say something about this?
Ritva says something about it.
Let me hear.
Ritva answers Rashi. Ritva asks the Kasha straight
on
Rashi.
He asks why Rashi said otherwise before.
He asks that there's no mitzvah there. He answers Yishlo.
Where did he say it?
Rashi,
on Yudam and Beis. On Yudam and Beis, he said it. Yeah. Oh, that's what he said. I'm going to teach it. It's Rashi Lishitosa. Why? I'm going to teach it up. We had back and of Ham and Al. Interesting machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos said when he was teaching up Seif Movi in the case of Pas Dalet, Tosfos said it has to be talking about where the Pas Dalet was left. If the Pas Dalet is lost, then there's a bittul in the Mavui. There's no Mavui anymore, and the dinim of Tchilas Mavui take over. And we teached it as in order to have a Mavui, you need a Mivne Mavui. You need the structure of a Mavui. When the structure of Mavui ceases to exist, according to Taisus, there's no Mavui anymore, you're building a Mavui mitchil. Rashi had a chiddush. Rashi said, even if the Mavui came down, if you're, it sounds like Inishtair, or you intend, you're going to reproduce that, it's still kosher. The Shem Mavui remains independent of the Mivne Mavui. As long as people are intending to rebuild this Mavui, it's still being used. It's still being Hishtamshis Mavui. I'm intending on rebuilding and putting my Mavui back together. The Shem Mavui remains. So I want to say that that's what Rashi means. Is he's Leshitosa. Rashi understands. You're right, you have a break. Good. So I don't have the Mivne Mavui. I don't have the wall. But that doesn't take off the Shem Kaisel. The Shem Mavui is still here. I'm going to rebuild it. It's a Pirtz. I want to put it back. Therefore, Rashi understands that the Shem Kaisel remains intact. Therefore, the Kair is still kosher. And therefore, it'll still be Matir. The Ritva, who learns like Tosfos, Beferish, in the Sugyan Daf Hey Aleph. The Rashba, I didn't find it in the Rashba in the Chidushim, but I found it in the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh. All learn, like Tosfos in the previous sugya, that Kol Zman, there's no Mivna Mavoi, I lost my Mavoi. So for them, if there's no Dalet Pas Dalet left over, you're starting from scratch. You can't put up a Kaisa, a Kair, if you don't have a wall. If you're starting from scratch, the Kair can't be Matir, it'll possible.
Like
huh?
Tosfos learns like Rashi.
Where? How do you know that? Go ahead.
It just doesn't fit according to anything else.
What's it got to do with Rabbi Mirbasi?
Because they're
it's just that concept.
Rashi there brings a rag and the bar will come on.
Right.
Isn't that a
card
that says
it's Shafkin? Yes, that's
the case. Other cases. Is Rashi referring to a if he is, it's Shvan the Rishonim. So you stop asking Akasha. He asked Akasha on the other Rishonim.
Well, what's the Akasha?
I don't think there's a Gemara. Tell him, show it to me.
There is a Gemara Shafkin.
In other cases, the case of Rabbi Mirbasi, that's why it's possible, less than Dalet.
The Gemara says by Rabbi Mirbasi.
It asks it, and then it's Deicha, no? Isn't Deicha the Raya? It says it's not going to work. Okay.
If it's not,
so you're asking Stamma, so according to the Ritva, why didn't they answer that? Yes, in Stamma Kasha now. Why did the Ritva answer that?
Ritva has his own sheet here. He has a very long explanation again that field, what's going on.
No,
there.
But that is in with Rami Abasi, you mean?
How it stems with Rami Abasi, how it stems with our sugya. He's learning it that Rav Huna is not learning that sugya.
Forget Rav Huna. You're asking, you're telling me that the whole idea of what Rashi says over here is mukhla. So why did they, that's the answer. They asked the Kasha, why?
He also learns, he explained Rashi slightly differently as well. He didn't explain it like Rabbi.
He said Sof Mavi. I heard those words.
Sof Mavi, right. But then, he says Sof Mavi and there's two dinim.
Okay, I have to see it. I don't know. Remember, the Rif doesn't know like Rashi, so he couldn't say exactly what Rashi's
saying. He says it, but that's Rashi.
Doesn't mean, when we shown him, gentlemen, when we shown him, are Taichin other shown him, they're not reshown him. From my shver many times. You can't tell me the Rif said Pshan Rashi, and therefore that's the Pshan Rashi. The Rif sees it through his prism. Now he sees it. So he's seeing it through his Havana.
I didn't say that, but Amandom, he still is.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Right.
I know what he means. I have to see what he's saying over there. But if it's enough in a Gemara, how are the Rishonim here? How is the Ritva and the other Rishonim here saying otherwise? Stamshan, I'm Stamis and Stamakash.
What could you see otherwise?
You tell me. They're asking the Kasha from here, and they're saying because there's no Shir Movi left. Typically, because the Shafri Pisri Rabba and
well, there's no Shafri Pisri Rabba, especially when it's in the Kohen's office.
But if it's less than four, Rashi says that's the reason why it's possible. That's what I'm asking you. You're saying it's enough in a Gemara.
If three, four, they still wouldn't be.
Well, that's something else. But if it's less than four, Rashi says that's the problem.
Then what's less than four? When the pass is less than four.
Rashi says that's what's happening. They are Shafki. The Ritva didn't go there. He didn't say that. How do you know that's true? They may never do it. So the Ritva says something else because there's no wall left over. Rashi said a chidush that the Ritva didn't want to say. Rashi said, here I say that Shafri Pisca Rabba. Why did Rashi do that? Why didn't Rashi just say there's no wall left? Which is a simple answer. The Kair has to go on a wall. I got no wall left. There's no wall. So I'm saying pshat. Because according to Rashi,
there is a wall.
The shame Mavi and the shame Kaisel is still there. It hasn't been eliminated because it's been broken. Rashi Lishtasa doesn't have that problem. The other Rishonim understand. The wall breaks, it's all over. And that's what they say. Rashi's Chiddush is that when it's less than four, that's the problem. After four, I understand that Rashi said Rashi still too that Gemara. That's what he meant. I understand. After four, Rashi says, you don't say that slur. You don't say Shafche. But less than four, it's not before Shem Gemara.
The Gemara's talking about Rashi.
And if, yes, so after four, it says. No, there's something in Pastalit.
Yeah, but what's the Peshir appearance of word three?
I understand. After four, it's not. No.
Less than four.
Less than four. The Gemara says the reason is because of Shafche.
Yeah.
Let me, where is it?
Yeah. In the middle of the Amud, my Shnoi the Rabbanu Yerabasi. Where it says Omer Rabbanu Yerabasi Chazok Kananu Maniach Pesach and Dodo Nichas Pesach about this. Tomorrow we see the Rabbanu Yerabasi that we do it.
Why is the Pesach? Less than four is the wall.
Right, no, he's not. He's saying that. He's saying the wall is less than four. He's saying
I'm talking about the piers doesn't look. I'm talking about the wall is less than
the
four.
The wall is less than four, yeah?
The wall is less than four, and the piers is also less than four. Both, yeah.
If the piers is less than four, then we don't say
something. The wall is less than four?
Good. Meaning that over there, we are chodesh for that, and we pass it.
How can we say shavu?
It's going by the pass dalit. By pass dalit.
If it's memet, oh, he's talking about, therefore they're passing. You were saying it's kosher, right? In fact, the Gemara, why are Ravami and Rasi passing?
Right. Because it's memet be luchah.
Even though there's no Pesach. Even though there's no Pesach.
You're so shy.
And Tisha says, and also you, that the reason that Mitzido is Baal Bol is because it's memet be luchah.
How can you move out from Pesach?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know why the Rishonim didn't say it. The way the Gemara from the Gemara's Kashir, it's Mashmah that like Rashi. So I don't know why the other Rishonim are arguing. I don't know. I have to see.
The Ritva has quite a long page on it.
Okay, one last thing. We haven't really touched the meat of the sugi yet, and we're going to leave it for a minute. But I just wanted to make one little point in the Svara of Pisk Bekeret Zavis Le'Avde Inshi. The Chazanish's approach, as we spoke about last time, is that walls always go in this direction. Always go in a linear form. You never make walls, he says, balakson. Walls never go in a triangle. The Chazanish is magbil his svar a little bit, and it's meduyik like that a little bit in the sugya. The Gemara says that what's the case of Karen Zavis when I have two ruchais? So the Chazanish says you can go balakson. For example, he talks about a case where the walls go this way, and then they close this way. He says, here, I can close the wall because he says it's all in the same ruach. But when the walls are like this, the problem, he says, is by definition, he lays down a yesod, a rule, that the wall can never be balakson, can never go that way, diagonally. That's how the cousin should. Because it's two ruchos. That's why he wants to. He asks the kashan himself. Yes, here and then here. How he wants to say over here this would be kosher. So he says the reason why it's better over here lechayer it should be that's the tzur of Karen Zavis. He says no because it's all in the same tzad. In the same tzad I can envision a wall balakzon. But when I'm going from one side to another side, that's my problem. I can't go balakzon. That's the cousin's rule.
I didn't understand. Can we just say that again?
No.
In other words, this, if I had like this, this would be kosher.
No, I don't understand.
If I have like this, this is possible. Why is it possible? Because it goes by like so. So L'chaira is saying any time I have to draw my envision, draw when I connect the dots, I connect them at an angle, that's the chesaron of Karen Zavis. So he says, he talks about it. There was the case that I just mentioned, because Yaakov Moshe made such a big deal about it. So that I saw the case. He asked it on himself. If you have a wall like this, and then it goes like this, and you have a break over here, that the Chaznish is matir. It's not a case. The Chaznish says it. He just says the halacha.
What do you mean the break? What do you mean the break?
I can't. The walls.
So why?
So he says the yisoid, which I see. You know, when I saw it. Now that I'm in the sugya, I understand where he's coming from. He wants to say that I can draw by Lakson as long as it's ruach achas. On one side, you can have. The problem of this case is that I'm going from one side. When I make my turn, I can't make my turn in a triangle, in an angle. I just want to make a hara on this chazanish. That it sounds like a davar muchlad, it sounds like a great yisoid, use it everywhere. What bothered me a little was that I see in the Ritva, it simply isn't true. Because when the Ritva was asking, my shnar from the sugya before, he wanted to know what the Gemara said, a rule over here, piska b'karen zois liavde inshe, and on Dav Hey, we had a whole case of Rav Yosef, and over there we saw he did make a piska b'karen zois. Answers Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, answers Tosfos, we're talking about where I made a tzuras of Pesach. Meaning, Pashup Shat, is that you're right, people do not make a Pesach in a Karen Zavis. But if they actually made a Pesach, guess what? They made a Pesach with Karen Zavis, it has a Din Pesach. If the Etzem Tzura of the Mivne creates the Pesach, then Enochinami, it has a Din Pesach. When I am saying, when I have a break, I say it doesn't have a Tzuras Pesach because people don't make a Pesach in that way. It's okay, as Din Pearson. But if I actually incorporate the Tzuras Pesach into that corner, you know, we should have Din Pesach. But the Ritva said something interesting. He said you don't need it. Said the Ritva, the premise of Yosef is, when do we say Pisul B'Kerem Zavis Avdi Inshe? Only when it's on the side of the Knesa Samavui. When it's on the opposite side, then Enochinami, Pisul B'Kerem Zavis Avdi Inshe. That's the Ritva's answer. Where is that Ritva?
It's his answer to which question?
Sorry. He's answering the steer to the sugi before. And the Ritva says, right here. It was on your sheet, Naftali. He says, V'anochain d'shani hocha shu b'keren zavish shel knisa samovui t'avadele avde inshe kanal. That's how he's answering the steer. I saw there, in that Ritva, I'm just making hara, that it's obviously not a glot idea that I can't have ever balakson. It has to do with the various mekaymis in the mavul. It depends on where the it is. Sometimes you can draw the balakson. It's not a given rule everywhere in Hilchos Mechitzas. And Hilchos, it depends on where it is in the mavul. It comes back to the original svara, which the Gan Yaakov says. Comes back to Hanhagas B'nai Adam. People don't build, where people don't build Psachim, you can't say automatically a break has it been Pesach. So he's saying it matters. Here I can, here I can't. So it's not a general rule everywhere. It depends on where it is in the Mavui. And Mimela, I don't know the other Shanim are Chaylik. The other Shanim just say the general rule, you don't make them in corners. But Mimela, if this would be Nog, I don't know, I have no idea. If this would be nog to build here, it's not because it's in Ruach Achas. It's dumb, because the halacha is that in that case, the whole rule doesn't apply. People do, in that case, build things like some people build. I've seen walls like that many times. The walls go this and go like this. It has nothing to do with the fact that I can't have a piska in the Karen Zavis. You have doors like that. Okay, I haven't even touched the meat of the sugi. That's what we're going to do. We guys have a couple of days. The bottom arm of Kaimis is where the meat is. You're going to see three shitas. The Ritva is Chaylek on Taisvis. On the Ritva is going to be Shver, the Gemara and Daf Yud. We're going to need a Teretz. That's going to be like that. You're going to see that in the tour. And we also need an explanation, understanding of what is the actual machlokes between Rav Hanan bar Rava and Rav Huna. What are they arguing about? And Emir Tzashem, we're going to cover that, and then that's your work for the next couple of days. Figure all that out. And I think when you figure all that out, we may become able to come back to the original question and the Rashi and the Miri, what was bothering them at the beginning of the sugya, and then we'll have a real shiur on the sugya. Okay. Very good.